there was a minig in Europe, in many towns, that on Purim, there was a big veer in town. It would be open house, and everyone could come in. It's not only to ask for money, but around and see it. There was a minig by many umas olam. There would be a day, like Independence Day, Coronation Day, where the palaces would be open, some would be open, and people who, paupers and people off the street who had no shaykhis, could come in and take a look, maybe touch some things, and even though it never would be theirs, they wouldn't even have a cholam, even close to it, but there was a certain tainug, a certain fulfilling of tshuka, to see what it's like. You know, you walk by the palace, you walk by the Gvir's house, it's always so imposing, impressive, and to catch once just a glimpse, to feel that you had some contact with it, is a certain tainuk in it. And somehow you feel, it's better than the whole musik of the kesher that we have to Lag BaOmer is recent, in terms of it being the spashet Ramayinam, the whole chachma, the fact that some of it has some sort of a bitui chutz, some expression to it, but I guess there's a certain zman grama that things that we really are far from us, things that we have no shaychus to betzim, we have a chance to have a look at it, a sense of it. And as a kairos ruach, when a person can have some maga with something that he knows betzim is far from him. So there's a certain part of the Yom Grama that we can have some sort of time of it. And we usually try to bring these things down as a dimension in our Torah and understand not the word, those the words that was that came to us are not important, but some of the pnimius of it and some of the tam of it is important. In the Pizman of Bar Yochai was made by Shimon Levi, a big mekubel. There's one of the stanzas goes, Bar Yochai atzi shitim oimdim. Limude Hashem him loimdim. So atzi shitim oimdim is pashest in the sense that a song, it's a description of Talmidim. Limud Hashem and Loindun, those who learn the Torah from you. Oyer Mufla Oyer Yikurim Yoikdim. There's an Oyer, there's a Muflika Oyer that they light when they sit and they sort of light their brands from your fire. Haloi Heimo Yerucha Meirecha Bar Yochai. This is your Talmidim. I want to pause a minute at the description of Shem Bar Yochai as Talmidim as Atzi Shitim Oimdim. The Atzi Shitim Oimdim is here a very, very... There's an akuda here. It's obviously there's... It fits Talmidim that stand around. But Atzi Shitim Oimdim has... there's a description here of the Torah Reb Shimon. I want to try to get a little bit of a tam of it. Of the Atzi Shitim Oimdim that's Nagir Reb Shimon Echoi. Bemis, there's a memra. In the Zohar you find... Many times, Shvachim Reb Shimon Yochai from his Talmidim, or he's Megalus and Yom himself. In Bavli, there's only one sugya where Reb Shimon Yochai is maflig about his darga. He speaks about being able to patah the entire world, b'nei aliyah mu'otim heim. That same Gemara, it's a Gemara in Sukkah. It says Reb Shimon Yochai says that kol ha-mitzvahs ein itolin el derech gedilosan. Shenema atzi shitim oimdim. So Reb Shimon Yochai is mechadish halacha that any mitzvah that you do, you need to take it derech gedilosan, like it says atzi shitim oimdim. It's interesting. It says kol mitzvah that applies basically to two mitzvahs. It applies to dalad minim that you have to take it derech gedilosay, and to atzi shitim. That the Atzi Shitim have to be standing in the same way that they were growing. In other words, the spitz on top and where it's coming out from the trunk on the bottom. Rashi says that it means the elyonim should be lamala and tachtoim lamata. There's something that's elyon tachton. The Rabbi Nachmanal is a little bit different knech. He says the mokum tzmicha should be lamala. Derech gedilason is medakter mokum tzmicha. That's the halacha that sort of incorporates. If this is the mokum where Pshim Be'echoi speaks about his maila, I guess this is the halacha nigla where this comes out. His mamshach, the Gemara brings another brace. It says another halacha. That they are, you're not allowed to put the tzipui on the krushim in a way that it could stand on itself. To have a slat covering it that's as big as that tzishitim itself, so that it could stand by itself, it can't. It has to be dovuk, it has to be nailed on, or it has to be pieces pasted on to the krushim, so that each piece is totally on the kerish. And finally, he says that. It says Shema Toima. Maybe you think that Klal Yisrael lost their hope and so on and so forth. Therefore, it says Atishit Oimdim Shoimdim LaOilam LaOilam. That the Atishitim, the word Oimed, comes from the word Miskayim LaNetzach, and this is where in Atishitim Oimdim we find the Kiyim LaNetzach of Atishitim. So the memra of Atishitim. It's a halachic memory of Shem Bechoi, and it's the mokoyim where Shem Bechoi the herd, the kiyum la'olam of Kol Yisrael, dafkin atzishit mo'imdim, and in the halacha of Derech Dilason is the halacha of where this inyan is encapsulated in. Another mokoyim where you find atzishit mo'imdim. It Chazal say in a few places, the Medrash says, that everything that's lamala, you have lamata something. Lamala, you have srofim oimdim mimaloi. The chayas that are called srofim, the malachim that are called srofim, are oimid mimaloi. So they're oimdim. So two atzishitim oimdim. It's a pella. The tzushtal of the srofim to the atzishitim. I mean, the atzishitim to us are the chitzonius of the Beis Hamikdash. It's basically the shell. It's not even what's called the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the top. The Kalim, the Pnim, the Kodesh Kadosh, and the Kodesh. The atzishitim are the shell, the tfanis, just like the so to speak. And in the oimdim, you have. And in atzishitim they represent the srofim. Srofim are the highest darga malachim. It says much higher than the other malachim. They're a whole different world, higher than other malachim. It says Yeshaya, Yecheskel was on a lower darga, and he saw Yifanim and Kruvim and so on. And Chayas, Yeshaya was on a higher darga, saw the srofim, and they said Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's the srofim in the maloi. So in the krushim, the atzishitim oimdim are the srofim. The word oimdim itself also, amida to us doesn't mean anything. Amida means to stand. It's like you put something down, it stands there. You know, it's standing there. Chazal, when they describe Adam Arishan's first day, so it says that the first hour, Akash Baruch was megavel offer, the fourth hour, the fifth hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the neshama into him. And then the next hour, whether it's the fifth or the sixth hour, I don't remember, it says, Chamishas, I think, it says, Omer al Raglov. So the first expression of the neshama, we'd expect him to be Madaba in line with that. We'd expect other things. The first expression of neshama is in the Amid al Raglov. So Amid is a pu'ula that has in itself an inyan that's the etzem, the neshama of the person is misbate in his Amid, first and foremost. The first sign that something has a neshama is an Amid. What's this koyach Amid? That it's the nishmas adam, it's the srafim oimdim imaloi, and it's that tzishitim oimdim loilo. And in the Amidah of Atzishitim, you have the Nitzchis. we know that most things beteva life lie. Shchiva is a much more natural mahalach than amida. Things that are, when you put something down, it tries to be as stable as possible, and shchiva is the most stable matzav. You have something that has two edges, one is shorter, one is longer, it'll fall on the longer one at some point, because that gives it a maimed of shchiva. Amidas keneged derech hateva. Shchiva is because things are offer, they try to find water flows down and so on. Things, anything that's offer, that's chaymer, that's inert, falls down. What changes in a tzemeach, a tree grows upwards, a tree, a grass. The koyach hatzmicha, in other words, it has a koyach pushing it upwards. That's the koyach hatzmicha, and that expresses itself in the amida. A balchai, bederach klal, is a sheichev. A balchai lies. A balchai is horizontal. That's its matzav. It's shchivadik. An adam is unique. That his natural posture is to stand. The Kadmonim gave us over that the Bria is mechulik into four yesodis. Ofer and Mayim and Avir all tend to dissipate horizontally. They will all flow and sort of dissipate till it reaches a point of stability. The Yetzer Dofen is Eish. And Eish is the only one that flames upwards, flickers upwards. It's a Midah Eish. It can spread, but it has the Tchuna connected all the other ones. The Rizal says the reason is because the Sheirish of the Eish lies somewhere above the earth. And the Eish is constantly trying to get there. And it doesn't. And the motion of the fire going upwards, the tzur of that fire of the fire is the attempt, the gaguim and the tshuka to go up towards the cherish, and it falls back and goes up and falls back. That's the tnu of eish as an oinid. So we have an inyan in the bria, where the normal posture for everything is shchiva, except when something is being pulled upwards, when something is, better said, pushing upwards, that's where the shteikus upwards is the koyach hamida. In fire, it's the koyach to be mishteikik to its sheirish, which is above the earth. In something tzemeach, its koyach is because the koyach of gedila, of tzmicha, is an upward motion. That's tzmicha, it's growing upwards. In Adam, nishmas Adam is pulling it to something higher. And the first expression of being pushed somewhere higher is amida. A sheichev is where he is. Kan nimtza, kan hoya, kan yia. That's a sheichev. And when something begins to push up to his sheirish, that's where he becomes an oimid. Neshama is the higher part of a person's chiyas. And when a person is giving an neshama, the first thing Adam did was he became an oimid. The koyach of atzi shitim oimdim is the koyach of in the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't the atzi shitim. The diuk is on oimdim. The koyach amida was incorporated in the Mishkan, and the koyach amida walls need amida, and the what was incorporated into the Mishkan was the amida of atzi shitim, and that's why it had to be derech gedilason. Because the Amida of Atzi Shittim which is dafke down to be lasa. That's the oifi, that's the tzura of something which is oimid. That's the atzishitin over there. The srafim, I want to be misbein in a minute or two. Most brias nivdolim tzva shemayim lechomish tachavim. The tznua of tzva shemayim of shemesh and levona and koychovim is a constant ishtachavo. It's constantly, it's an arc. It's bending over constantly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tznu of ishtachavo. And that's normal. We expect the avdim and mishorosim to be in that tznua. So why are serafim oimdim? They talk about it. Even the word mimal it sounds strange. Kaviyochol mimal what? The answer is, in the Mishorsi Elyoin, there are two tnuas. There is, every malach has in itself the inyan of doing something on earth, of being mashlit ritzoin Hashem on the earth around us, and everything has a tnua of being mekav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those malachim, that chelik of the bria, whose avodah is klapi the world, they have a memshelas hayom, memshelas halayla. They need to be their amida klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafka to ishtachava, because they have their own memshelah, their own sultan. Their tenua has to say lecha Hashem amamlocha v'amistase lecha l'roish. That any shulton that there is in the world, any memshala belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where shulton acknowledges that it's kaifif, it's kaima from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another chelik of olam amalochim, that their chelik is that they're looking up klape mala. That's the etzem mitzias. Srafim are oimdim. Srafim is the koyach ha'esh, the shreirish koyach ha'esh. Srafim are oimdim ima loy, because the whole tenu of a seraf is the tshuka and the shteikikus to go lamala. So the srafim oimdim ima loy is represented in tachtoinim, in the atzi shitim oimdim, because the koyach of amida lamala is the atzmius of esh, flickering upwards, desperately trying to go where it wants to go, and not reaching it. And that's why they say, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish Hashem, Tzvokos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. The tenua of desperately trying to get there and not reaching it results in a shir of Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's Srafim. And that chelik of the world of Malachim, whose tafkid is to be moishel in this world, their tenuah v'siachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through ishtachava and achna. So you have a chelik, because of the power invested, that its metzias is in, it needs v'siachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ishtachava and achna, like it says a melech that kimeshe the korean is mishtach, but he doesn't lift up, he's not zoykev, because a melech needs an extra measure of humility, and a Masha'in Kain, the Suraf, whose entire Metzias is the Tshuka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rishvei Eish of Tshuka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is the Tnu of his Batlas. Adrabe, his Amida is a Tnu of his Batlas Kapemala. The distinction, the difference, the Torah was given to us with different panim, different strata. The Torah of Tachtoinim, that it says Leiba Shemayim Hi, that Torah is the Shulton of Adam on the Bria. And b'meila, that Torah has in itself Koyach Adam on the Bria. And it carries in itself a certain sakana that a person could be schiach daite. A person thinks, chachma bechlal. Anytime a person acquires chachma, it comes with a certain sakana of gaiva, a certain kavana. If I know and I understand, I'm the balabos. Zechichus adas is a toileda. It's a klipa of chachma, and that's true in all the chachmas of in the general chachmas. Even Torah, if loy zocha, becomes some of us because a person the person uses it to adrab because it's shulten dik. Unless there's a chno, that it's not going to go. There's another chelk of Torah, where a person is mishtoikeg fel yoinim, where a person tries to understand those things that be'etzim he'll always fall short of understanding. But he tries desperately, because he's a mishtoikeg. If it's kishurasai, the hachna lies in the Torah itself. For the person who's the paisik and the machlit, then there's a certain level of shulten. For the person, the person, that chelik of Torah, the person is a mishtoikik. We never ever get more than the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. The hair teaches us what we don't know, rather than what is ours. And b'meila, there was, when the G'doyle Doris were mechavim Klal Yisrael to understanding Torah, they preferred the lens and the perspective of this chelik of Torah, than the chelik that was called sichlius, philosophy, whatever it was, that there's also chelik of Torah like that, Pidar HaSeichel, like the Rebbe Chai says, but that carries in itself a sakana that a person feels himself to be the shoilet. This chelik of Torah is the pshat, there's a tshuka of unfulfillment for that which the person just can't get. When we say Kaddish, 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 we lift ourselves up three times in a desperate attempt to get to it, and we don't get to it. And all we can say is, from what I know that I don't know. In the Sipa Dvarim, in the Idra of Shem Rechoy, when it was Nifta, he said that my entire life that I was tied down to this world, I was tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, and therefore, ani ledoidi volai tshukosai. The Mida keneged Mida is that since my life was a life of ishtoikikus, my bakashas hachachma was ishtoikikus for the beyond, so the Mida keneged Mida is the light tshukosai. It's, like we said before, it's a chelik, on one side it's a chelik misuyim in Torah, whether it's a chelik that will ever be zeicha to have any tfis in it or not, but it's a chelik chloli in Torah as well. The understanding that the same ein seif in Ribbono Shel Olam be'etzem is locked in Baba Kama as it is in Idris. Might be easier to see it in Idris, maybe, but it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our understanding that himself gave us to understand was it's better one inyan. So some inyanim are more mesugal to the hair this part, some to the hair this part. If we're able to get the tam of tshuka, chachma as a shteikikus to know and to understand that road is be'etzim ein soif, because that's where it goes to. The chelik of Klal Yisrael, the chelik of Torah and of Klal Yisrael that is assured of being nitzchi is the chelik that's going to Amida. If a person is a mishtoikik for chachma, he's an oimet. His neshama is pulling him upwards. And those in yonim that are oimet, the koyach Amida, the atzishitim oimdim, is oimdim la'olam. The word Amida in Lashon Kodesh means both standing and means permanent. The koyach of nitzrius in Torah lies, as far as the layman of Torah goes, it lies in being an oimid. The oyer mufla that Rabbi Shimon Yochai gave over to his talmidim
was what Talmidim were atzei shitim oimdim. The tzur of the Torah and the tzur of the Kabbalah Torah was amida, and b'schus that we have a negiya kolshehi, kolshu shebekolshu, an understanding that chachma, the low upon him of Torah, of chachma and Torah, is understanding tachtonim, so that we should do our tafkid mishoilit on that, and that gives a person shilton, and a person needs to build in extra hachna to it, so that is it's im zocha daito, it shouldn't be im zocha daito. And understanding that on the higher oifen of Torah, Torah looks upwards, not downwards, and far beyond our orbit is the sheirish and the marker for the emis that we'll never attain here. But if we're mishtoikik and meroimim ourselves, then at least the yegiyah that we get, we could say the shevach of kaddish, kaddish, kaddish.
Oh, my Rebbe Akiva, Asheichem Yisrael.